Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Two Connecticut hedge fund managers win a $254 million Powerball lottery. Are you kidding me? A Los Angeles area woman used pepper spray in line at Walmart to beat other customers to Black Friday deals. Are you kidding me? Scientists have proposed two names for two new elements in the periodic table, fluorovium and livermorium. Are you kidding me? Whatever happened to zinc or gold? Well, the phones are open now for your calls about stories, moments, or anything else of late that has you saying, are you kidding me? Whether it's political or personal, culture or sports, sorry, Eagles fans, give us a call and vent a little. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And here's the story, the original inspiration from this week that first got us saying, you've got to be kidding me. According to authorities, Assemblyman William F. Boyland of Brooklyn's 55th District was busted Tuesday on charges of soliciting more than $250,000 in bribes from undercover FBI agents. This mere weeks after Boyland was acquitted of another set of federal bribery charges. While on the one hand, this is a very serious story of government corruption, allegedly, and abuse of power, allegedly, admit it, there's also part of you that just wants to throw up your hands and say, are you kidding me? Here's why. Boylan was trying to secure some of the funds to pay for his legal fees from his other corruption charges. The quote from the undercover agent in a June 7th meeting, I have legal fees for this thing. I have to hire a good attorney. Are you kidding me? So the meetings with the FBI, which the FBI claims it has audio recordings of, reportedly took place in executive suites in the Atlantic City area in a casino. Atlantic City in a casino? Are you kidding me? So give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, with anything that made you say, are you kidding me? Remember, it doesn't have to be serious politics or corruption. Maybe you had a conversation over Thanksgiving. Maybe you think Mark Sanchez is a great quarterback. Are you kidding me? 212-433-WNYC. Like Phil in Piscataway. Hi, Phil. What you got?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
The incident in where the police chief of Colorado, a retired police chief, was a very important person in the Clinton administration in 2001. He became the police chief of the year. And they named, he retired, and they named a prison after him. And unfortunately, he got arrested, I think it was on Wednesday, for soliciting and offering drugs for sex.
You've got to be kidding me.
But the irony of it is that he was put in a jail that's named after him.
That's
because
crazy.
Of all the wonderful work that he was had done, they
no
named the
way.
Prison after him. So Sullivan is in the Sullivan prison. I think he has an exclusive suite.
I think so. Phil, that was a great start to our You Gotta Be Kidding Me. Definitely right in the spirit. And adding to the emotion of the moment, we introduce you to the Are You Kidding Me Greek chorus. We've recruited a few people from around the station to help field your calls. So you just heard WNYC's Femi Oke, the Culture Department's Amy Pearl, Radiolab freelancer Rachel James, and the one and only, on the morning of his 30th anniversary celebration in the green space, WNYC's John Schaefer.
Are you kidding me?
You're kidding me.
No way.
It's my reaction to John, too. Dave in Amityville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dave. What you got?
Hey, Dave. Yes, Brian. So,
you're Dave.
I just found out the software, it's, I don't know the exact name of it, but it's Phone IQ, and it comes by default on Androids and some BlackBerry. So it pretty much keylogs all your keystrokes, every button you press, every text message you send, and they keep full databases of it. Since they found that now, they're questioning this company, and they're basically monitoring every single thing you do on your phone, every single person who has this device, which
keep
is in the billion.
You got to be kidding me.
Get out of here.
That's crazy. That is...
And Dave, we've got a record of everything you just said.
Basically, you probably do, because I have an Android and I'm using it right now.
You got to be kidding me.
That's nuts.
thanks, Dave. Naomi in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Naomi, what you got?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering what
you thought about the Coca-Cola white cans for Christmas last, raising money for polar bears, and then no one bought them, so they went back to red?
Come on.
I actually kind of like that.
I miss
the
white cans.
That's red, or that they went white in the first place?
Oh, you set yourself up for a comment there, John.
I know nothing about it. It just sounded okay.
I know. I haven't seen, I heard this story, too, and I haven't heard the about the white can. So this is Coke, new Coke all over again, right? Except it's new Coke can.
Well, apparently people actually weren't buying the Coke because they thought it tasted different. They couldn't handle the fact that the can went white. And when Coke went back to it, they failed to say the reason they went white in the first place was to raise money for polar bears.
You gotta be kidding. That's just crazy.
No.
The placebo effect on what Coke tastes like. Michael in Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael, what you got?
Hi, good morning. I just noted, as we all have, that Herman Cain gets busted as a serial womanizer, and he managed to schedule an appointment with his wife as soon as tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
You're kidding me.
That's crazy.
That's typical.
Here's one. I've got it. Thanks, Michael. I've got it. Somebody say nothing wrong with it. Another one that we've got. Did you catch the NBC Nightly News the other night? Brian Williams begins his show right as a fire alarm in the NBC studios goes off.
That is insane.
For all the bankruptcies we've covered in this grim U.S. economy, this one gets your attention. You'll forgive us. We have a fire alarm announcement going on here in the studio.
And it kept going through the broadcast.
As we continue to deal with a fire alarm that is stuck, we press on nonetheless with tonight's broadcast, and that means we're back with the latest installment in our series of reports, The War Next Door.
Well, while we admire the way Brian Williams pressed on, is there really no way they could have shut it off in a technology company?
I can't believe that.
Stephanie in Union, you're on WNYC. What you got?
Well, I was wondering if you guys had heard about Matthew Fox's little assault on the party bus driver. He got on the party bus, one of the most revered actors in the television series, and punched this woman in the crotch.
No,
and now he's being sued.
No, the Greek chorus just says no. They can't even get to what are you kidding me on this. It's just no. Stephanie, thank you. Gary in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What you got, Gary?
Well, I just was reading that the senators and our congressmen are allowed to do insider trading, and it's all legal.
No
way.
They are exempt from certain ones of those laws. It has been revealed. Gary, thank you very much.
That is nuts.
You're kidding me.
Let's see. We asked people on Facebook for their stories. One popular one, Christmas creep. You're buying a Christmas tree before Thanksgiving? Speaking of Christmas, how about this? A few ambitious senators have started for the first time Capitol Hill's first ever Secret Santa gift exchange. There's just a $10 gift limit, and so far about 60 senators have signed up. So that sounds like a momentary thaw in the polarization. But no one from the leadership of either party has agreed to participate in a Secret Santa. No one actually expects this to solve the rancor in Washington, folks. You could just sign up for your $10 Secret Santa. Harry, Mitch, what are you thinking? Let's see. Stephen in Highland Park, you're on WNYC. What you got?
Hi. When Congress declared pizza a vegetable, or did they not decide not to undeclare it a vegetable? Something like that. I mean, what are we, back to Reagan?
Come on.
You kidding me?
They decided not to undeclare the tomato sauce on pizza a vegetable, yes, in the federal health guidelines.
Yes, our children are so healthy now.
Yes. Would you, in the chorus, like to join me for a vegetable-laden lunch?
Are you kidding me?
Down at Vinny's after the show? Okay. Let's see. Rudy in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Rudy. What you got?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I read in the paper today that the M50 line has, it's the slowest line in the city. And
How long does it take? How quickly does it go?
I think somewhere around 3 to 5 miles. They estimated it at being that's how slow it is. But I say they should do they should reexamine it because I don't think it's the slowest. It's, I take that line all the time, so you got to be kidding me that they're saying it's the slowest.
Okay, Rudy.
You got to be kidding.
That's the driver of the M50 bus, Rudy in Manhattan, calling right there with the skepticism. They said the Strap Hangers campaign compared it to other motor vehicles and said it went about as fast as a lawnmower. Bill in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill. What you got?
Well, Hershey's is coming out with a new Kiss that has holes in it, and they're saying it's to give you – they're selling air, basically, instead of coming up and fessing to the fact that they're giving you less chocolate.
No way.
They're trying to make it lighter.
It's yeah.
Safe Kiss. I don't know. Bill, thank you very much. We're taking your calls with anything in the news or the world at large that makes you say –
You gotta be kidding me. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692.
And Russell in Franklin, you're on WNYC. Hey, Russ.
Hi. You know, it's funny. I just pulled over off the road to use my phone, and a cop pulls up behind me, and he tells me I can't be parked here and be on the phone. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. And I'm, but that's not why I'm calling.
You gotta be
I'm calling because the last year Supreme Court, the decision about giving the corporations the right as an individual voter in terms of giving dollars to candidates. And I thought, but that's nuts. These are supposed to be the most intellectual minds in the world.
Come on. You're kidding me.
Russ,
crazy. Just crazy.
Thank you very much. By the way, folks, we're collecting them on our comments page, too, and you can keep going after the show. We've only got about a couple of minutes left for this.
You got to be kidding me.
You know, we do have to stop. There is a Leonard Lopate show to
no
do
way.
In this world.
Get out of here.
Go to WNYC.org. I'm going to have to renegotiate my work hours after this. 212-433-WNYC or go to WNYC.org. Rich on our comments page notes the ban on slaughtering horses for meat was lifted in the U.S.
You got to be
no
kidding.
Nay. Can't be so.
Jenny from Jersey writes, that's something else. All right, we are going to Brian in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Brian, what you got?
Hey there. My wife and I saw Sati Graha at the Metropolitan Opera last night.
The Philip Glass Opera
by about Gandhi and nonviolent protest. And at the end of 4 hours of this beautiful opera, we headed out and saw a whole bunch of Occupy Wall Street protesters. We stopped to take a picture in the Lincoln Plaza area in the front, and we're threatened to be arrested by the police there and the security guards for trespassing.
Get out of here. You gotta be kidding me.
What was your alleged possible crime?
Trespassing.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's just crazy.
Brian, thank you very much. All right, we'll get Herschel in Brooklyn on for one last quick one. Herschel, real quick.
Good morning. I guess the Pope went to Germany a couple of months ago, and on Wednesday they threw out the charges against him for not wearing his seatbelt in his Pope mobile.
This is
in the city of Freiburg in Germany. They threw out the charges against the Pope.
Thank you very much. And there we end our You Gotta Be Kidding Me call-in for today. And we thank the Are You Kidding Me Greek Chorus, WNYC's Femi Oke, the Culture Department's Amy Pearl, Radiolab freelancer Rachel James, and the one and only John Schaefer. John, congratulations on 30 years on the air.
You gotta be kidding me.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's what I said. People still like that new sounds thing? I don't know. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.